Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team.
Rams Nation, what's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. Thursday edition of Locked On Rams. We've got Vinny Bonsignore on the show today. We're going to get to that conversation I had with him in a little bit. I want to welcome in all the new listeners. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and to everyone that's been rolling with us the whole time. You know what the deal is. Five times a week, Rams coverage, Monday through Friday, your team, every day, only on the Locked On Podcast Network. Guys, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast. If you have an Alexa or a smart home speaker, tell your speaker to play podcast, Locked On Rams, boom, just like that, no buttons clicked. Oh, technology. I did over the holidays, and now every time I listen to my own podcast, I just yell out, play podcast, Locked On Rams. I kind of feel like my mom when she used to use talk to text. She'd just be yelling at her phone. But hey, that's the way we're rolling, so try it out. Also, hit us up, 657-345-4988. That's our Google Voice number. You can leave a message or text me, whatever you want. Try it throughout the game. Text is kind of cool. I think I'll get that through my phone, so I might be able to respond to you during the game. So try me this Saturday. We'll see if I've lost my mind or how crazy I'm going at that point. But I love when you guys interact, so I appreciate it. Reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Locked On Rams, all accounts. LA underscore Rambling Bear on Twitter. We post our shows there. I like to do surveys. I like to repost stuff I see. Shout outs from you guys. I always try to repost or comment on, so I appreciate it. And don't forget, we're running a contest right now for a hover helmet. If you didn't catch it yesterday, hover helmet. It's this sweet little mini helmet, Rams football helmet, and it's magnetized so it floats in midair, rotates around. It's got a cool light with it as well. You got to have one. It's a must have for any Rams fans. Easy way to enter. All you got to do is leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Just go there. Tell me a score prediction for this weekend. Tell me what you like about the podcast. Ask me a question for Serena Morales tomorrow, whatever. I saw a handful of entries come in today, so keep them coming. I'll try to run this maybe through the Rams game. Maybe I'll announce it on Monday. I'm not sure yet. I want to see a couple more entries come in. 5-star review on iTunes, and you're entered. Hashtag hover helmet. Make sure you're entered, and I will pick the winner at random. Moving on to some football stuff, Sean McVay and Wade Phillips had a press conference today. We'll talk to Vinny a little bit about that later, but he did come out and say that Todd Gurley practiced today, looked good, kind of had a little joke with McVay about, and he felt some soreness after practice the other day, but he was just messing with him. LaMarcus Joyner as well, expected to play on Saturday. Everyone is feeling healthy. Our injury report compared to Dallas' injury report is just crazy. I mean, raises should be going out to all the medical staff with the Rams. We have one or two guys which are all going to play on Saturday. Their list is all the way down, almost through the whole page. Cole Beasley did not participate in practice again. That's one we're going to continue to watch until game day. I think he's going to be a go. I think it's kind of going up as much rest as he can get. They're trying to give to him. You know, it's a big game. He's a big part, especially when you look at that wide receiving core. But they brought a guy up from their practice squad in the wide receiver room. So at the same time, they're still being cautious as that goes. But we'll talk more about that with Vinny. In fact, why don't I just kick it over, get to the good stuff. My conversation I had today with Vinny Bonsignore. Guys, check us out tomorrow. We've got the Friday Hype Edition to close out the week. We're finishing strong with Serena Morales, so check back tomorrow for that. Questions, comments, concerns, you know how to get a hold of me. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace. Enjoy my conversation with Vinny. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Thursday edition, Locked On Rams. We've got Vinny Bonsignore with us. Guys, make sure to go give him a follow at Vinny Bonsignore on Twitter. Check out The Athletic LA. He writes for them, puts up great content. Vinny, welcome to the show. It's playoff time. How you doing, my man?
Doing good. I just got back from Chicago a couple of days ago.
was out there working on a story on advanced scouting. So if everyone wants to check that out, the process that that goes into taking a look at the Rams' next opponents, this one being the Bears and the Eagles, potentially. Obviously, it didn't work out for the Chicago Bears, but it was really interesting taking a behind-the-scenes look at that whole process.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. And I was always kind of thinking that, like, because you got to prepare one step ahead, knowing that there are a couple options coming your way. So that's going to be a good read. You know, as you talked about, the Bears didn't make it. We kind of talked about this a little bit, I think, a couple podcasts ago, but you don't really get to pick your opponent. But looking at how the cookie crumbled, in a sense, we got the Dallas Cowboys. It seemed like the favorable matchup, but looking at this and looking at kind of it would have been the Bears or the Cowboys. Do you think this is the more favorable matchup since you just kind of got back from Chicago?
I think every playoff opponent presents their own unique challenges. I mean, you know, you have to be honest about it, and that defense for the Bears is no joke. So, you know, avoiding that is not a bad thing if you're the Rams. You know, on the other hand, I think the Cowboys present way more problems offensively for the Rams defense. And their defense is pretty good too. So, you know, it's to me, they're a little bit more, they may not be as good defensively as the Bears, but I believe in a lot of ways, they're a more complete team, with their better offense. So, we'll see. And I'm anticipating a really good game. I do, feel like the Rams are going to win this game, but I think the Cowboys are a formidable opponent, no doubt.
Yeah, the more and more I dive deeper into this matchup, you're right. It's kind of a mix. You know, you're looking at the Bears' defense is by far, I think, a better defense. But, I mean, you said it best. This offense that is coming in probably holds a few more challenges than potentially the Bears would have done. But it is the Cowboys. There's no turning back now. Quick question on just how it is with playoff time and what is that media room like when all the interviews are going on? How is it different from regular season to now the postseason?
Well, I'll put it this way. Today, Kerry Champion was at practice. So if that tells you how big of an event this is, ESPN's Kerry Champion, shout out to her. Very nice. Seemed really nice, by the way. It was the first time that I've, you know, been somewhere on assignment where she was. But it just gives it just shows you that, you know, more and more of a national flavor is here. And it's, you know, it's the Cowboys, it's the Rams, it's Los Angeles, it's Dallas, it's the 11-3 Rams, and you know, the Cowboys are always a big story. So you definitely feel the intensity.
Yeah, that's very true. And Kerry Champion, for those that don't know, on ESPN, awesome personality out there. So. Excited to see what everyone is cooking up. And like you said, the national media getting more into it. And Rams fans are starting to get pretty defensive these days on social media and all other blogs and things like that, because a lot of people are saying that the Cowboys have a chance in this and that the Rams have kind of stumbled in, even though their last couple games were pretty good. Looking at this, how do you feel about the Rams coming into this game at this point, you know, maybe in a national scheme or even just here in Los Angeles?
You know, I've been saying all year that I really like what the Rams had to go through, you know, to get here, to get to this point. It's funny, you know, you say that they're 11-3. You think, well, what kind of trials and tribulations, you know, did they really have to deal with? But you know, that 11-3 record, you know, I think it defies a little bit some of the battles that they were in and some of the battles that they played in, where they played them. You know, there's a gauntlet, quarterback gauntlet that they went through when they were, it seemed like they saw every great quarterback in the league outside of Tom Brady. And they survived that. You know, they survived the tragedies in Thousand Oaks and the fires that displaced a lot of their players. They played on a lot of big stages this year. You know, so I just feel like they're in a really good place mentally to deal with the playoffs. Now, and I didn't necessarily last year was the big question, were they ready for the playoff spotlight? I don't think that they were, you know, and it only takes a little bit off, you know, your focus for it to be damaging at this level. And I think this year they're in a much better place emotionally and from a preparation standpoint for this type of intensity and scrutiny and pressure. So I like where they are right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm excited for this game for another reason. As far as if we can get through this game, I feel like that's just that one more little chip that is off the shoulder as far as kind of, you know, checking the boxes and building a little bit more confidence. And I know they're playing that very confident role coming into this game. A playoff win here would be huge going into the next game, depending on where it be, maybe back in L.A., depending on how those Eagles continue to play. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to get a couple words from some sponsors. We'll be back. Vinny Bonsignor, Thursday edition of Locked On Rams, right after this.
Listen close, Rams fans. NFL playoffs are here, and it is time to get on the action with MyBookie. You know the deal. We talk about MyBookie all the time, but don't be that guy with no rooting interest as your relatives or friends sit around watching the games. Not this year when Super Bowl 53 is just around the corners and your Rams are in the playoffs. I mean, let's be honest, it's really the most wonderful time of the year. Make sure you are ready for daily action by signing up to MyBookie today. They pay really fast when you win. The ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest props. Remember, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money during the playoffs, you gotta go check out MyBookie. I trust them. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for the playoffs. Use the promo code LOCKEDON50 when you deposit to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON50. Only at MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid.
All right, Rams Nation, we're back. Thursday edition. Vinny Bonsignor is with us. Vinny, we were talking on the other side about what this game could mean for the Rams and, you know, the season that they've gone through and how they got to this position and weirdly still not getting a ton of credit nationally, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter. If you talk to Sean McVay, he would always say it matters what's in the house and the we, not me. So I know that's not getting to him. As we kind of step back and look at this game, they gave out some injury reports, both teams did, and Dallas's list, I mean, it's almost, you can go onto two pages with how many injuries it seems they have. And then the Rams, it's like Todd Gurley, LaMarcus Joyner, really, but it sounds like everything's coming back. Talk to me a little bit about the injuries and how this may play a factor in the game.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, what you're seeing is the value a little bit in having that bye week when you're able to get guys healthy and have that extra week to mend and recuperate, whereas, you know, the Dallas Cowboys had to go play a big, tough, physical football team in the Seattle Seahawks, and that was bound to have an effect, and it looks like it did. You know, we also have the unfortunate injury. And then there were some other guys that got banged up, and we're seeing that on their injury report. So certainly from a health standpoint, at least as we speak today, you know, the Rams look to be in a better position. Now, having said that, you know, all eyes obviously are on Todd Gurley and his knee, and you know, it's feeling good by all measures and by all accounts, but it's a knee, and it's been troublesome these last few weeks. And so when he actually does, you know, put it in fourth gear and gets out there in an NFL game and gets hit and all of that, you know, how's that knee going to hold up? That's the big question as far as I'm concerned. But otherwise, you know, I think they're getting right, and they are right. Whereas, unfortunately for the Cowboys, you know, they took their licks in that Seattle game.
Yeah, and it could be something where looking at their offense, as we talked about earlier in the podcast, is, you know, they look to have a couple more threats there. But and the receiving core, it's almost Amari Cooper, and then goes almost right back to Zeke Elliott. So it's going to be a big focus on that. And coming into this matchup, the run game has been a big story, right? The health of Todd Gurley, how much will C.J. Anderson play? How do we stop Zeke Elliott? But looking at that, do you think Sean McVay will stay with the run game? Or you know, he tends to kind of get to this pass-happy, you know, if let's, for example, go back to that Seahawk game. They ran the ball 24 times, which is out of the norm for them. They're in the, I think they averaged 32 carries on the ground throughout the season, but they went away from it. How can Sean McVay stay on game plan and really pound the rock and continue to feed Gurley or C.J. Anderson? How do you see that playing a role into this game?
Were you saying that the Seahawks got off a little script against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Well, actually, what happened, actually, they ran the ball too damn much. And by doing that, it's a little bit deceiving on how many runs that they had, because it was first, second, run, first, second, run. Hey,
right.
Russell Wilson, go try to make a play on third down. So what happened was the plays, as a result, they didn't have a lot of plays because they were getting stuffed on first and second down run-wise. Obviously, I thought the Cowboys, because that's what the Seahawks did, sold out on the run and did a really good job of stopping the run. But I think if the Rams run it 24 times, maybe even a little bit more, that would probably be a good sign, because it means that other parts, I don't think he's going to run it the way the Seahawks ran it, continually to run it into a brick wall and all of a sudden have to punt every time after third down. I think if the Rams are getting to 25 runs, that means other parts of their game are probably working, and it's probably a good sign for them. But to answer your question, more succinctly, I think he's going to stay committed to the run. He's not going to overdo it like the Seahawks did, but he's going to I think he knows what the formula is. You look at what happened prior to the 49ers and Cardinals games when they kind of got away from the run. And then you look at what they did, especially on first downs in those last two games, and they had success running the ball. I think that he understands kind of the formula that it needs to take place, and a lot of that is set up the pass through the run. But again, some of that's going to be predicated on if the Cowboys are just stonewalling the run, then he's going to make an adjustment. He's never been afraid to do that. But I think in the best world for the Rams, they're successful running the ball, and that sets up chances for Jared Goff to dissect their defense off of play action.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I hope to see a little bit of that, because Jared Goff seems to play a lot better when, like you mentioned, he can work into that play action and hopefully go down the field a little bit as well. And as we talk about this game on Saturday, there's a lot of buzz online as well about what is the turnout going to be like. I know you guys in the reporting room have asked McVay about it, and he's kind of said, keep your tickets, don't sell them to Cowboy fans. But what is your expectations coming into this Saturday? I think there was a Vivid Seats report that came out and said it's about 70-30 right now, which I don't know how accurate that really could be. But thoughts on what this atmosphere is going to be like, and will that have any effect on the game in any sense to the players?
70-30 for who? Who are they saying 70-30 for?
70-30 Rams is what they're saying right now.
I agree. That's my instincts are telling me. It's not going to be crazy. It's not going to be a Packers situation. A lot of those tickets, when you see that that kind of a situation happen, it's because Ram fans are, a lot of them, have sold their tickets, maybe to try to make a buck to pay for next season's, season seats. Or in that Packer game situation, there was a World Series game going on over at Dodger Stadium right down the street. So, there's a lot of Ram fans that are also Dodger fans that had tickets to both, and, it was easier to give up your ticket, in that kind of a situation. I'm thinking, maybe 65-35, but it's going to be a more Rams oriented crowd. And I think you're going to probably see about 75, maybe 77,000 there at the game. Keep in mind, and for fans who might not be aware of this, since the Chiefs game, because of the construction at the Coliseum, they've had to actually remove some seats. So they've gone down in seats since that Chiefs game. Yeah, because of the construction. So, I know the national narrative sometimes is rolling their eyes when they hear these actual facts about attendance and why the Rams, have tried to keep it where it's at. And then also USC's plays a huge factor in this, because it's their stadium and they're rebuilding it right now, and it's ongoing even as the season is unfolding. Because they're on a timeline, and so they've had to do what they've had to do, and as a result, there's not quite as many seats that are going to be available for this game. But 75, 77 or so is what I'm imagining, and I do think it'll be a big Rams favor too.
Yeah, I'm hoping we see a lot like that Chiefs game, where we really started to see the city get behind it and that crazy atmosphere that they brought to the game. And I hope you're right, because there's a lot of, like you said, a lot of narrative out there with a lot with nobody really having the accurate answer right now. So Saturday will be interesting as well. And you talk about that construction. It was always interesting going to a game and looking up and seeing these huge, you know, huge construction right over the top of your head and these cranes flying over the top. So excited to have that done in a couple of years when we're in the new stadium. But we're excited to kind of hear your reporting during the game. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get some words from some sponsors. We'll be right back. Third segment on the other side. Vinny Bonsignor, Bear Motter, right after this. All right, Rams Nation, we are back, third and final segment. Vinny Bonsignor, Thursday edition. Guys, make sure you go give him a follow at Vinny Bonsignor on Twitter. Puts up all these awesome articles from The Athletic LA, so make sure to check that out as well. You know, looking at this, and you've covered the Rams, you covered them last year as well. Do you see any difference from last year's playoff run and this year's playoff run from, you know, anything from how the coaches are handling it or how the players seem to be handling it? Any differences in from year one to year two in the playoffs?
Yeah, I do actually. And, you know, I've been around professional sports, you know, for a while. I don't want to age myself too much. But and a lot of, you know, what I always try to draw upon in these kinds of situations at the time that I spent, you know, around the Lakers and kind of how they handled things. And you kind of get some a pretty good idea of where people are kind of mentally and you know, how they're approaching certain things. And I always felt like last year, the week of the playoffs against the Falcons, and certainly the day of, and I'm not just talking about kickoff, I'm talking about the whole lead up, the whole kind of vibe. It was something that was off. And I'm not saying that retrospectively. I felt it. I just totally felt it, which is why it wasn't necessarily a big shocker when, you know, certain things happened in that game, the special teams miscues and, you know, just kind of a sluggish way that the Rams played. They just weren't ready. No matter how much they tried to talk themselves into, we'll be fine, it's another game, you know, we'll be all right under the bright lights. They weren't. I just didn't feel like they handled that well. And I think it was more inexperience than anything else. Whereas this year, again, after everything that they've gone through, including that game against the Falcons, I just feel they're in a different and a better place. Now, it's all going to, you know, on Saturday, what it's really going to come down to is, can the offensive line protect to give Jared Goff enough time to throw the ball? Is Todd Gurley going to be okay? You know, can the defense give up less points than the offense scores, basically, if it gets into any kind of a shootout situation? And are the Rams who's going to take care of the ball? It's going to come down to what football typically comes down to. But whatever happens, I don't think it'll be because the Rams blinked in this situation, whereas I thought they blinked a little bit in last year's game. So from that perspective, it feels different. It just, everything about it kind of feels different, and I suspect Saturday is going to feel different as well.
All right. I'm going to take your word on that. And I hope you're right. Cause, you know, obviously you talked about that mood last year and you could tell, like you said, I mean, you know, I just from watching the game, not so much leading up to it, but there was just kind of this hesitance as far as we're here. And it was kind of wrapped up in the moment, but watching the press conferences this week, you know, seeing McVay come in, he looks like it's preseason as he's talking. He seems really comfortable and everything. Jared Goff seems almost, I don't want to say annoyed with the questions, but he's like just ready to play. You can tell he's like over the whole system of it and just like, let's get out there and play. So I'm excited to see these guys come out and perform. What we're going to do now, Vinny, I'd usually do like an over under with Serena on Friday. And I figured I'm going to do like a little remix to that. And I'm going to do a take your pick. So I'm going to give you, you know, basically a category and then a couple options and you take your pick. So we'll start with the ground game, since it's obviously a big topic coming into here. Who's going to have more yards this game? Is it going to be Zeke or is it going to be Gurley?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Todd Gurley.
Okay, fair enough. And, you know, that's a tough one because depending on how this game goes and depending on, you know, what we take away from them. I'm with you on that as far as I think it's going to be Gurley, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they get out and really try to work that ground game early and Zeke kind of gets to a big head start. I mean, he did lead the league in rushing this year, but I know that probably gives Todd Gurley a little extra motivation for this game as well. Moving on to the next one, who's throwing more picks this game? Is it going to be Jared Goff or Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Prescott on that one. I think Jared takes care of the ball in this game, and I think that they're going to lull Dak into a couple of picks.
Yeah, he's been playing too hot too lately. That I think it's about time for that to run up. He's been throwing a lot of touchdowns, not a lot of interceptions. And with the injuries that they have at wide receiver, I agree with you there. I think he's going to get baited into a couple throws that he doesn't want to, and maybe late in the game if they're down, he's forcing the ball a little bit. So. I agree with you there. And then we'll go, I guess, you know, we'll bring some special teams into this. Who's going to punt the ball more? So more punts, Cowboys or Rams?
Well, I guess if the game's going to go the way I kind of think it will, I think it'll be the Cowboys, although I do think that, you know, the Rams will force a couple of turnovers, so that'll take down the number a little bit. But I'll say the Cowboys punt a little bit more.
Okay, and then we'll wrap it up with defense because, man, this is what we're going to need to get through this game. We've got the sack leader on our team, but their defense side of the line is, you know, nothing to blink at either. More sacks in this game, the Cowboys or the Rams?
Can I say a pick 'em? I do respect the Cowboys defense, and I think their linebackers. I think there'll be some that might help. And I think the Cowboys defensive line or offensive line is pretty good, and they're playing pretty well at this point. So that could neutralize things. I'm going to say the Cowboys have more sacks, but I think the Rams get a little bit more pressure overall.
Yeah, no, not a bad thing, especially depending on how Jared Goff, you talked about that line needing to hold up for him to take, you know, get some time to throw it on the field. And I'd rather see Jared Goff take a sack than do what he did a few weeks ago in the Coliseum where he picked up that miscellaneous ball on the ground and tried to throw one away. Just eat the sack. So if he takes a couple extra, I think that's probably a better thing than you know, a good thing. So that's the take the pick. And then as we always, as we close out the show, it's a 7-point favorite on my bookie. Talk to me about the spread and how you think the Rams are going to do in this game.
Wow, that's interesting. I think I wouldn't be shocked if it's a closer game than that. But at the same time, I think the injuries that the Cowboys are dealing with, the Rams being fresh, it's going to be in an electric atmosphere. They'll want to get back to either New Orleans or host Philadelphia in a championship game. They understand the urgency. I think the Rams take care of business on Saturday, and that includes covering the spread.
All right, Vinny, I like it. I'm actually, if I was a betting man this Saturday, I think I would have to take the Cowboys with the points just because I think the Rams have done it to us all season with these close games and giving us all heart attacks and keeping it interesting all the way to the end. Unless the Rams jump out to an early lead and kind of have something to play with, I think this thing's going to be tight throughout. So I think the Rams come away, but I think it's going to be about a 4 or 5 point victory. I do think the Rams have enough to pull this out, and I'd love to see a nice, you know, 14-point win to make us all just relax by the fourth quarter, but that doesn't seem to be their style. So we'll see how it all turns out. Vinny, we appreciate you taking your time. I know you had a crazy long day today, so we appreciate it. Guys, make sure to check out the article that he's going to be putting up soon. That is at The Athletic LA. You can also follow him at Vinny Bonsignor on Twitter. Shoot him a question, interact with him. He's great on Twitter as well. He may tell you not what you want to hear, but he'll be real with you, and I always appreciate that with Vinny. So thank you so much. We look forward to watching your coverage up until the game. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully getting ready for an NFC Championship game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bear.